And just like that.
Oh, no kidding.
Nicely done, fellas. Nicely done. It's Andy Summers Show on XTU. So this whole Marlins, Phillies thing is bizarre. Isn't it kind of bizarre?
So let's bring everybody up to date. So the 60-game MLB season kicked off over the weekend. Late last week. And the Miami Marlins came into town to play the Phillies. And while here, 11 of the 33 players tested positive for COVID. Right. Knowing that, the other players still played on Sunday.
Right. Because what was the story? They took a team vote or something?
Yeah.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one guy texted everybody, and they're all like, yeah, no, let's just play. So they did. Right?
Yeah.
There are no words.
Well, you also said that because you've been doing a lot of reading on it, there was, what, a 100-page book or manual or something? What was it they put out?
Right. So, and then again, kind of shame on MLB because they were like, well, we have this protocol book that's 113 pages and everyone got it. Who's going to read that? I'm not going
to
read it.
I wouldn't read it, to be
honest.
Right.
These players aren't going to. Clearly, they're not going to read it.
Yeah.
They're too busy texting each other about who cares that I have COVID. Let's go play games.
Yeah. And as much as they get paid per game, they're not going to vote to not play, right? They have to be told to not play.
Well,
which you would think would be the manager or the...
Exactly. And the manager, Don Mattingly, turned it right around on them. And they were like, he was like, well, this wasn't really my decision. The team kind of talked about it on a group text and then they decided to go ahead and play. So that's what happened. So I guess the team is still here. So the Marlins are still in Philadelphia.
Yeah, because they were supposed to go to Florida for the next series, but they can't leave or Florida of all places doesn't want them to come back right now. I don't know what it is.
And then let's talk about that, because if you remember when we first started talking about the MLB season starting, we knew that we were going to be playing the Marlins. And we were like, okay, does this make any sense that a team from Florida is going to come to Philadelphia and infect our players?
Right.
Right? Without having to be quarantined or something. We actually talked about this. You might remember.
So you said that they open up at home here in Philly against the Marlins on the 24th. So if coming from Florida to Pennsylvania, you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks, that would mean the Marlins would have to leave like now. Right? Because in 2 weeks, it'll be the 22nd.
Right. I mean, they're just... This was 20 days ago we had this conversation.
Right?
I'm guessing, I don't know this for sure, but if they actually plan on doing this, then they must already have the team in quarantine and they have to keep them that way throughout the 60-game season.
Oh,
each
no, they
team
don't.
Must just be huddled together as they travel as a group, because once you leave, you're susceptible to all the germs.
But no, that's not what they're doing. They're actually allowed to all go home to their families and hang out with them and infect them and then have them infect other people.
It's odd that has it ever happened where, and I'm not talking about you or I, radio people are smarter than other people, because
it's never
you
happened.
Went to Florida for 2 days.
Yeah, not even. I wasn't even there for 24 hours.
And the company quarantined you, made you stay at home for 2 weeks because they know.
Although, I had to fight for that. I was like, this is up to you guys. You guys make the decision. I'll do whatever you want me to do. But I'm just saying, the rule is quarantine for 14 days. And if I come back and turn out that I'm positive and I've infected other people, you can't put it on me. So they're like, all right, yeah, you better stay home.
Yeah, I think it's odd, too. There's a pitcher for the Dodgers, David Price, great, great pitcher.
Yeah.
And, well, he's older by baseball standards. I think he's like 35 or something like that.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So I know, right? So he opted out for this year. I don't know if it's health issues or whatever.
Right.
So he's not playing. And he said about this Marlins thing, this is his quote from yesterday, part of the reason I'm at home right now is because players' health was not being put first. I can see that hasn't changed.
Well, I mean... So who's to blame then? Is the league to blame? Because they're not doing what basketball's doing, right? The NBA actually has these guys together. Now, granted, I don't know that everyone is behaving themselves. As a matter of fact, we're sure that they're not all behaving themselves. But at least they're making an effort to keep these guys together. Whereas opposed to baseball, they're traveling all. Okay, but they're only, you know, the East Coast teams are only playing on the East Coast. What? Who cares?
You're still
Who cares?
Traveling.
So it's not going cross country. You're still spreading these germs around.
Right. No one wants the Blue Jays. I don't even know if they're playing anywhere. Are they just like going to play on the plane? because Canada won't let them in.
No,
it's just so bizarre.
And bravo to the Yankees for putting their foot down and being like, yeah, we're not coming.
Yeah.
So you figure that out, Philadelphia, for letting this stinky Miami.
So that's where I'm wondering, so what's the deal now? So the Marlins are still here? Because no one wants them, and the Phillies are still here. So are the Yankees here, too, or are they still in New York?
Oh, no, the Yankees would not, they wouldn't come. So they're now it's still, I don't think that it's been decided if they're going to come and play the game today or if the Phillies are going to go to New York and play up there.
Okay.
Because the Phillies said, you know, once the Marlins left, they scoured everything. Like, they ripped everything apart to make sure that everything was nice and clean. And anyone who had, any staffer, I should say, who had come in contact with any of the Marlins is now quarantined.
Okay.
But the players are not. The players are still, right? And they were around them for the whole game.
Yeah. At what point do we just kick the Marlins out of the league? They're really not useful.
The whole thing is just, it's just mind-boggling. But the teams are testing, right? So the Phillies have been tested.
Okay. And their game tonight is still on as far as we know, or
we're not,
no?
It's still all up in the air. The last that I heard, it was still up in the air. They haven't decided if the Phillies are going to go to New York and play at Yankee Stadium, or if the Yankees are going to come down here as they were expected. But the Phillies are expecting their tests to come back today.
Okay.
Although, medically speaking, it could take 4 days before you actually test positive once you've been infected with coronavirus.
Yeah, so if they start playing just because they have a positive test today, well, now they're...
It doesn't really mean anything. Yeah. Like, those tests don't mean anything yet. You have to wait 4 days.
Well, hey, they tried. Philly's got to win. One win this year.
Mornings with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.